This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
With a forfeit rule targeting unvaccinated players. Meanwhile, there are three states that are having some trouble with most of the COVID that's being reported while others are traveling. New Orleans, the Big Easy, making a huge comeback, as are several other tourist hot spots. Despite what's going on right now, fingers crossed, we don't want to go through this tunnel again, do we? Sad story about a boy just 5 years old dying in Georgia. I hate those stories, but it just illustrates something that it's still not over, folks, even if it feels like it. Not to be the bearer of bad news, of course. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us. I've rolled out the red carpet for all of you, whether you're here for the first time or you've been with me many, 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 many years. The NFL getting tough with this whole forfeit rule thing. We start with sports again. While pins and needles is what the IOC is walking on, while the games will unfold Friday, the opening ceremonies in Tokyo, Japan, where cases have really risen thanks to the Delta variant and the vaccine rates. The NFL has laid out really its strongest program yet, incentive anyway, for players to get the vaccine. There was a memo that was shared on Twitter by the NFL network itself, so they wanted it out there. They've mandated that a game can't be rescheduled due to a COVID-19 outbreak. What? So let me say that again. Cannot be rescheduled if you've got an outbreak among unvaccinated players. The team would have to forfeit. That would be a loss for playoff seeding. Think about that. The league is going to play all of its games within the scheduled 18-week period. A 19th week will not be added to the schedule under any circumstances. That was an idea that was floated, by the way, in 2020 when all the outbreaks were happening. If a game is canceled and can't be rescheduled, neither team's players will be paid for the game. Vaccinated players who test positive can return to the team immediately after two negative tests. Unvaccinated players will be required to isolate for 10 days. Do you think that the NFL teams individually, do you think they're going to crack down on the players who aren't vaccinated? Do I even have to ask that over these airways? You bet. That's something, because the NFL is usually not the place to look for tough talk or hardcore mandates, but that's pretty hardcore. What would an owner say if players insisted on not being vaccinated and they forfeited several games and it cost them playoff seating and spots? Are you kidding me? Money makes the world of the NFL go round, and you break the money chain, you, my friends, are in big trouble. So I'm thinking that a lot of those players are going to have that incentive to get vaccinated if they are not vaccinated yet. This is a sad story. I almost hate to even put it in here, but I'm leading with it because to me we don't highlight the victims enough. And this boy was full of joy. He's a kid that it sounded like he just brought love every single place that he went, and that his father is just in pure anguish. He died from COVID-19 as this whole Delta variant is ripping around at a couple of different places in Georgia. Wyatt Gibson, after suffering an extreme case of pneumonia and a stroke, and he was just 5 years old. His father, Wes, said, "We loved having fun and going on adventures together. He loved his mama and his sister so very much. He was looking, always looking for ways to help. He liked to build things. He liked to play outside and go to Rock City and the Tennessee Aquarium." Oh, and this kid with the wide-eyed smile. It is one of the saddest stories that I've heard. But we know there are many, many other stories out there, too, as well. And rip to Wyatt. We know he's in a place brightening other days. But what a sad, horrible, horrible thing. And we still have the war of vaccinated and unvaccinated and masking and not masking, which why are we even in this situation? Why? Doesn't make sense. And it's putting a lot of people on the hot seat, including the governor of Florida, who is really finding himself under more pressure, under more scrutiny, because, you know, he was starting to become the superstar of the Sunshine State. But now with COVID-19 infections soaring in Florida, the state now accounts for about 1 in 5 new cases, the vaccine rate leveling off. The Gulf Coast also, oh, by the way, slammed with the horrible red tide, which destroys everything. The troubles are starting to add up, and people who are critical look to distractions like the fact that he wants to make a run for president in 2024. He took a fundraising trip to California last month ahead of his 2022 reelection bid, and over this past weekend, heading into this week, he traveled to Texas to visit the southern border, where Florida law enforcement is deployed. He was also in Aspen, Colorado, for a meeting of the Republican Governors Association. And what people in the home state are starting to say, he's running for president, not for governor. He's more interested in fundraising. And we're having problems in the Sunshine State. So we'll see, because he definitely is a rising star in the Republican Party, and there has been a lot of speculation of a potential presidential run, depending on Donald Trump, who's still floating the possibility of a comeback campaign in 2024. But you can't let your constituents think that you've abandoned ship because you're busy sailing out into the rest of America to try to pick up more cash, more influence, etc., while leaving the gate wide open to a state that's starting to see itself be really inundated with more of these cases and also other problems, serious problems that Florida is finding itself in the middle of, you know, anyway. All right, as I say that, what's interesting, on the bright side, if you have a piece of real estate to sell and it's in a place that people want to buy, sometimes they're not even looking at the property, as is huge right now. Some of the most expensive listings, boom, are selling practically overnight. It is like the roaring 20s. In the Hamptons, home prices have surged to a bizarre record. If you want to get a home in the Hamptons, you better win the lottery. The median price of homes that changed hands in the second quarter jumped 30% from a year earlier to $1.4 million, the highest going back to 2005, actually. And that's just on the lower end, by the way, of the scale. Lower end. All right, coming up next, mic drop moment.
Spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, is a rare progressive disease and a leading genetic cause of infant death. SMA affects an estimated 1 in every 11,000 babies in the U.S., The early signs can be subtle, but the disease results in the rapid and irreversible loss of motor neurons, and in one of its most severe forms, robs babies of their ability to move, swallow, or even breathe. In 2018, SMA was added to the recommended Uniform Screening Panel, a federal list of often devastating disorders that require intervention as early as possible and have available treatment. Despite being added to this list 3 years ago, 12 states plus Washington, D.C. are still not permanently screening for this devastating disease. For parents and physicians in those states, understanding the signs of SMA, poor head control, low muscle tone, a weak cry and cough, or difficulty feeding can help ensure a prompt diagnosis and timely access to treatment and supportive care, resulting in improved outcomes. SMA parent advocate Hannah Weaver.
When we welcomed our son Payne into the world, we were shocked when he was diagnosed with SMA at only 5 days old through our state's newborn screening program. He seemed perfectly healthy. Without newborn screening, we would not have known anything was wrong until the disease had done irreparable harm to his body. We are thankful we were able to pursue treatment for Payne so quickly, but not every family is as lucky as we are. That's why I'm passionate about educating families about the signs of SMA and advocating for nationwide newborn screening for SMA.
For more information about SMA and to inquire about what you can do to ensure that babies in your state are screened for this disease, visit curesma.org/action center. That address again is curesma.org/action center. This segment is sponsored by Novartis Gene Therapies.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today. Serious question. How much do you think your city or your town should spend on trash cans? You know, you're walking the dog, you pass a couple of those green trash cans. You're out somewhere in a city park, you pass a couple of trash cans. You're in a little quaint town, nice little downtown. They got a couple of perfectly placed trash cans. You don't think about it, but you're looking for one because you got to throw something away. Does it matter what the trash can looks like? Does the trash can have to look, well, I don't know, pretty or pretty decent? Do you look at the trash can? Do you pay attention to what it really looks like? I'm just thinking out loud. I'm just always looking for one, right? Because I have a dog. So I'm not worried about the design of the trash can. But apparently, on the left coast, it's a different story. San Francisco. I left my trash, not my heart, in San Francisco because I couldn't find a trash can. But I guess I will be able to find one in the future. They're hoping to replace the ugly green trash cans littered throughout the city with Gucci trash cans. Yeah, you heard me. Gucci trash cans. Each new can is going to cost between $12,000 and $20,000. $20,000 for a trash can? Are you kidding me? I can buy three cash cars for that. The pilot, and they're calling it a pilot. A pilot program involves 15 newly designed trash cans that will be placed throughout San Francisco from November 2021 to January 2022. After that, San Francisco Public Works hopes to mass produce the new bins, which should maybe cheapen the cost a little bit anyway. There's three different models. Smart cans used in the program are called one of these. The Salt and Pepper, the Slim Silhouette, and the Soft Square. They were designed to complement the design of the new J.C. DeCaw public toilets. Oh, yeah, they have those, too. Located throughout the city, and they're outfitted with sensors that send alerts when they're nearing capacity so they can be emptied before they overflow. I guess San Francisco's don't like, San Francisco's don't like ugly green bins. They don't like it. They overflow in the streets. They don't like it. And they don't like scavengers rummaging through them and leaving behind a mess. So with the new trash can, that's not going to be causing the same problem, except for you're going to ooh and ah it, and then you're going to realize, oh, that's a $20,000 trash can. Maybe I can steal that. They better really bolt them down. When you're asking for almost $1 million for the project, and that's just the beginning of it. Mic drop. Yeah. Give me a break. That's ridiculous. If I lived in San Francisco, I would definitely call somebody up and voice my complaints. I mean, hey, I like a little sexy too, just not capturing my trash on my city streets. Can't they design something that doesn't cost quite that much? There's some big brains in that area. I have to think that Silicon Valley could somehow come up with something that would be a little bit cheaper and wouldn't break the bank in a city that's all got to be cash-strapped in some areas. I'm just thinking of that $20,000. $20,000. All right. The Board of Supervisors did vote Wednesday to approve using new designer prototype bins, so they did. And the supervisor, one of the supervisors, Matt Haney, said to, I want to say the San Francisco Chronicle because it's the paper of record, he said, it's ridiculous. And I pretty much think he's on the money with this one. $20,000 a can is ridiculous. Yeah. He didn't really want to agree to the proposal, but he did reluctantly do so. So he added his voice of approval to something that is so silly, I can't even believe it's a thing. I thought I was being punked when I heard about this story. They're punking me. This can't be real. Trying to get me to trip up and take the bait. But it turns out it is very real, my friends. I'm going to call my city tomorrow. I'm going to find out. I know the mayor. I like the mayor. I'm going to ask him to tell me approximately or where I can find out what the trash cans cost in my community. I'm serious. Really. Ridiculous. All right. I am from the city of brotherly love, or right over the bridge from it anyway. And I was saddened to learn that a football argument between New York and Philly fans turned deadly outside a famous cheesesteak joint. It was an argument between a diehard New York fan and a Philly supporter, and the two fanatics were in line at Pat's King of Steaks early Thursday morning when they got into a heated argument. It escalated and turned physical before one of the fans pulled a gun. They were arguing. It turned into a fight. One guy grabbed the other guy, got him in a grip. The other guy pulled out a gun and shot him in the torso. It was one shot. The cops came right away. The shooter ran off but was caught by police outside Independence Hall in the heart of the city. The unidentified victim, a 23-year-old, was rushed to a nearby hospital where he died. Are you kidding me? People, what are you doing? You're in line for a cheesesteak. You like different sports teams, so what? You get into an argument, one guy who's 23 loses his life, and another one is going to be tried, let's face it, and I can't believe he wouldn't be convicted for this. There were witnesses, etc., and what's he going to get? So the cheesesteak place, they were rattled. They shut down for several hours. They had to let that investigation roll through. And then they, opened up back for business, and customers lined up for hoagies and cheesesteaks and everything else. But the employees were pretty shaken up. The owner was. I don't understand what people are thinking. It's a tragedy. Nobody needs to die senselessly, especially in a cheesesteak fight, in a line, right? then too bad they weren't arguing about cheesesteaks, because maybe it wouldn't have gotten so out of control. And this, again, is the fanatic part of being a fan sometimes in sports that never, ever made sense to me. Passionate fans, loving your team. Oh, I totally, totally get it. I get it, right? I do. It's like my pals over there in Brownwood, Texas, on KXYL. I love Brownwood, Texas. I have been on the air with them for a long time, and I've been on some of their other shows, and we always talk about the Dallas Cowboys, and we talk about the fans and what do the fans think, and, you know, with Dak and his contract or whatever it is, what's this year going to be? And it's great to hear the passion of the people, but not the craziness. And I'm not hearing crazy. I'm hearing passion. Passion is different than crazy. Arguing with somebody over a team they root for or whatever trash-talking lines were uttered, it is just simply not worth it in any sense of that word. There is no, there is absolutely no sense of why. It's senseless. Why? Why would, you know, would this roll out? Because people have lost their minds. And this is tragic. Tragic. All right, a couple of things that I found pretty interesting that I'm going to ping you with real quick here. How about the New York governor? He signed a bill raising the New York marriage age to 18, ending a crazy loophole. Under a previous law enacted by the governor in 2017, 17-year-olds were able to wed with parental and judicial consent. That loophole will disappear once the law kicks in 30 days. So no child marriages is pretty much what they're saying. There's been a lot of push for this, advocacy groups working to put an end to it and to raise the age, and they finally have that out there, thank goodness. I didn't even know that was a thing until I started to get a couple stories about that, and I started to look into it a little bit deeper. I was like, really? There's a law for that? But I guess there's a lot of laws that we could go through that we could dust them off, and they might only even be a couple years old, and we'll find that we might be rather surprised. All right, coming up next, Klaus Ranswell is going to join us. He has got an unbelievable gift, the gift of poetry, the kind I like, which is concise, flows, makes an incredible point, and leaves you thinking about something. It's that aha moment in your head. He's coming up on the flip side.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the committee to investigate the January 6th attack at the Capitol will go forward despite the GOP promises to boycott the investigation. She says she won't let Republican antics derail the probe. On Wednesday, she rejected two of GOP leader Kevin McCarthy's picks for the panel. Two that are close to former President Trump, Jim Banks and Jim Jordan.
The other two made statements and took actions that just made it ridiculous to put them on such a committee seeking the truth.
So far, Pelosi isn't saying whether she'll decide to appoint other members to the panel. McCarthy says none of this matters.
This is a sham committee that's just politically driven by Speaker Pelosi.
He said the GOP may do their own probe, even though the minority doesn't have the power to set up a committee. This is USA Radio News. Astounding people in Missouri, a St. Louis prosecutor decides to let accused killers out of jail. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner's office is being criticized again, this time for not showing up for a hearing for an accused killer, forcing the judge to dismiss the case. It's one of three murder cases dismissed in St. Louis in 1 week. St. Louis Alderman Joe Vicario suggests Gardner shouldn't be in her position much longer on Fox News.
It should have never happened in the first place. Were you on vacation? Did you not know that the attorney assigned to that was on maternity leave? Don't you know where your employees are at? For God's sake, you know, you need to be in charge of your office. If you can't do that, you shouldn't be in that office.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
To take you to California, Klaus Ramswell joins us. He's written several books that are really interesting. He has a gift for poetry. There is no question about that. And I think, you know, there's so much power in prose and in poetry. And I do believe it's a real gift when people know how to use it. And he absolutely does. Klaus, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure and honor.
Let's talk about the road to you pulling this all together and knowing you had this gift and when you first started to realize that you liked poetry and you liked writing it.
Well, I didn't really know it was a gift. I didn't appreciate the gift from God. It was more of life happened. It was 20 years ago. I had went from three jobs down to zero jobs, and then I started going to our community college, College of the Desert in Palm Desert, which is 15 minutes away from Indio. So I started going to college, taking 15 units, 18 units, and then one time 21 units. I was on the school newspaper. Life happened. We got behind on all the bills. We went through foreclosure, bankruptcy, repossession of my car. My mom got breast cancer. My aunt died of brain cancer. My grandma died. So all this stuff was going on, and all I did was focus on school. So what happened is one day I was taking an acting class, and the acting teacher said, write 5 poems. So I just kept putting it off, putting it off. One day I sat down in the student center, wrote 10, and then every couple of days I would write 2 or 3. All the stress and strain, God turned that into poems. And because I'd been bullied all my life, I didn't really believe I had a gift. I believed that it was just something I was doing. And then what happened was I was trying to get it published, and all these books, all the publishers wanted $3,000, $4,000 to publish it. So they just sat on my computer for 20 years, all these poems, 300 poems. And one day, because of last year, because of COVID, I've been doing Instacart for 3 years, shopping and delivering groceries, but they cut the pay. They hired too many people. I didn't have any money. So I decided, well, I'm just going to publish this poem, these books. So I published the first one with Switchlight Press, but then they take half, Amazon takes half, and I would make $1 per book. So I was like, man, that's not right. So I started self-publishing the rest. So my second book, all the way to my eighth book, I self-published. You know, I edit, proofread, formatted, did everything. The cover were photos from my vacation, and I just did everything. And once that first book came in, it was kind of like having a brand new baby. I have three kids, and so this book was like my fourth kid. And then each subsequent book is another kid, you know, so it's hard to decide which is the favorite. But so my first book, God Only Knows, is full of stress, strain, anxiety, depression, love, life, joy, happiness. It's everything mixed up in one. It's no order, no format, in any particular order. It's just all mixed up. And then because I had so many left over, I decided to do the second one and the third one. God Still Knows. God Always Knows. And then all of them are on Amazon. You just look up my last name, Ranswill, Ranswill. That's if you want to get all of them through Amazon. If you want to get them directly through me, you go to Ranswill.com, Ranswill.com. And that's where I sell life insurance, but that's not my passion. But I need to pay bills. So I need to do something to make money until I start selling millions of books. So hopefully
I love it.
Everybody, yeah.
So I love your
everybody
I love
that
your,
listens.
Yeah.
Will buy some.
I love your goal. Let's talk about specifically one of them, the love poems to Debbie, unsung songs from the heart. And the ups and downs of marriage. Who can't relate to that? So what is marriage like to you that inspires you and infuriates you and makes you write poetry about it?
Well, that's funny because my wife has like a love-hate relationship with my poems because a lot of them are about her. And I'm like an open book. So my poems are straight from the heart. They're like glimpses of every day. You know, you have ups and downs. So one day you're great, you know, like Dream Girl, you know, that's why I wrote Dream Girl, My Love, My Life. But then there's other ones like love is like a prison and you don't love me and stuff like that. So I have different types of poems for different days because we all go through life and no marriage is perfect. And that's what it's funny because so many people, young people, especially when they get in their first fight, they break up or one guy moves out. Well, my wife, Debbie, has wanted a divorce for hundreds of times, but I'm not going anywhere. I'm not leaving. You're stuck with me forever. You know, that's just the way it is. So I take all the love and the anger and the pain and just everything, and I just write them into poems. But people don't realize they're just glimpses of days in my life. To me, I told somebody the other day, each poem is like a layer of an onion that I peel off day by day. So, you know, pretty soon, you know, one of these days, maybe I'll be super happy once I start selling millions of books. Your book reminds me of my style of books because it was easy to read. They tell stories. Each of my poems tell stories. Your book was like, it was just easy to read. It just flowed. And I think that's what my poems do. They just flow. And my hardest part of writing the poems is trying to finish and trying to stop because I could just keep writing forever. And I didn't really realize it was a gift from God until I started publishing them. And then I got the reaction from people. And which takes me to my last two books I just wrote because once I was going through all this stress and strain 20 years ago, from college and we lost a house, we moved into this house we're at now and we've been here for 20 years. So we were living with my in-laws, my wife's parents, and I never really showed them or appreciated the love I had for them until they died back in October and November. And, you know, it's still, even though it's 7 months ago, it's still pretty tough and pretty hard. So my seventh book is called God Forever Knows. And it's just about them, George and Francis Ortega. And we even have a George and Francis Ortega fund at our church just to help people, because when we, instead of one funeral, we had to have two funerals. They both died of COVID. George was in the hospital 4 weeks before he died, and then Francis was in for 5 weeks. So 2 weeks apart from each other, they both died. And we're still dealing with it 7 months later. And then just this year, my dad died a week after Easter. And then like 2 weeks ago, our dog died of a heat stroke, because it gets like 115, 118 down here in India. And I've been building a shed for the past 2 weeks, or the past 2 or 3 weeks. And our next door neighbor left the gate open, and I didn't know it was open. And so when I left our dog out, he got out, and then he ended up, we had to put him to sleep because he had a heat stroke. So I take pain like that, and then I turn them into gems of poetry. In fact, you know, I have a lot of, it's hard to say I have favorites, but, you know, there's poems about writing. There's just poems of what it's like to write. You know, I have poems about why I write, you know, and then I have the love poems. Like one is called Close My Eyes Again, Try to Sleep Some More. Words inside my brain knocking on the door. If I answer, I'll have to wake up, get pen and paper to shut the words up. And then it just goes on. Because it's like, and it's sometimes what happens is I'm so tired or I'm stressed, and these words and sentences just appear in my brain, so I have to write them. Because if I don't write them, I'll forget them. You know, it's not something that you can just put aside and then later on pick it up and then, oh, you're going to go. If you don't sit and write, you'll lose it. So, you know, and then I have one, let me describe what it's like to write. It's like God's finger touching my brain, and what comes out is a beautiful sight, whether about love, happiness, or pain. You know, it's different things. It's just, you know, I have that sunset by the beach, and I have so many poems that I look back and I reread them, and I think, wow, how did I write those? So that's why, like, I know it's not me. And even like my depression suicide poems that I wrote in the first book, they're not about suicide, about doing the suicide. It's about not committing suicide. So they're like anti-suicide poems. So for me, I think the first book is good for anybody that you know that has depression or anxiety to know that you can get through. And then, you know, the second and third one are more like school, you know, the stress of school and college and life and kids. And then the third one would be just more about God, life, love, family, school, and hope. And then my haiku book was weird because I would sit at church and I would just start writing haikus and about the scriptures. So like, you know, like I have one, it's called, but you know, in the beginning, God created the heavens, and then he rested. The middle, mankind procreates, filling the world with offspring, constantly fighting. The end, enough is enough, heaven and hell are waiting, which place will you go?
Amazing, Ranswell, so much to give. There's no question about it. Amazon, or go directly to your site and pick up his books, pick up his poetry, and you'll be inspired. And he already broke it down for you, what book would fit you, or get them all. Be a great gift for somebody. Absolutely. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. And look forward to coming back soon.
Delaney, we have Ashley Cantano with us. She's the public policy manager at Facebook. She's going to share some information on the COVID-19 vaccine. I know that a program started a couple of months ago. Tell us more about that, Ash.
In April, we launched a program to support pop-up vaccine clinics in low-income and underserved communities around California. Today, we're sharing that we've expanded that program to Austin, Boston, Chicago, New York, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. It's really important for us to support the communities near our offices, and this is one way we can do that.
What about mobile vaccines?
Near our headquarters in Menlo Park, we're also teaming with local nonprofits to operate a mobile vaccination truck. Each Friday and Sunday, the truck will park at nearby schools and community spaces.
Ashley, where can we find out more information?
Check out www.about.sb.com/news for all the details.
Thanks, Ashley, for sharing the information on COVID-19 vaccinations.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Excited to take you to Australia for a conversation with Denise Cans. She's written several books. The one that we're going to talk about first is one that's out right now. It's called Jane. I love that. Just Jane. So many images popped into my head before I even knew what the story was about. I think she did that to pull us in. Denise, thanks so much for coming on.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So, first of all, let's talk about your road to becoming a writer. How did you end up being a writer and then publishing your books? How did that all happen?
Well, I learned how to read and write when I was 23. My daughter was 4 at the time. She read a book to me, and I felt so sad that I just had to go and learn how to read. So once I learned how to read, I didn't stop. I read anything and everything.
How empowering is that? I mean, I know there's people out there that are listening that are in the same situation, and boom, it was like, it's so interesting that your daughter opened at such a young age, and because of what you were doing, she opened a huge door for you, right?
Absolutely. I couldn't have done it without her.
So how proud is she of you? I mean, you've got 7 kids. They probably all are, but she must be.
Yeah, they're pretty impressed that, you know, I've able to accomplish something they never thought that I would do, something I never thought I would do. But it was an amazing journey to get to where I am today. It was so much fun, and just I couldn't do it without the kids.
Wow.
They're always my inspiration for everything I do.
Wow, that's great. So tell us about Jane. Tell us, without giving away the whole story, tell us about Jane.
Jane and I have a very similar secret, the family secret. And I know I'm not the only one that has this particular secret. Well, as soon as you realize it's not a secret worth keeping, that as soon as you talk about it, it makes you feel better. It can open. You're in a really dark place, and you can just turn the light on as soon as you start speaking about what happened, why it happened, when it happened. And then you just day by day get past that awfulness, and you can open up a brighter future for yourself and your families.
And the story is about that, and the story definitely has some really positive, happy moments. What do you hope people who read Jane, what do you hope they take away from reading the book?
Destiny isn't designed. It's what you make it. And if you want something, you can get it. You just have to try. And if you fail, try again. Just keep trying until you get to where you want to be.
Right. There's no reason to give up. It's so interesting. So you can get Jane, of course, on Amazon. And the first book you wrote, though, was Emma. Tell us about Emma.
Emma is... She's been through some stuff. She had a few, like, things go wrong in her life. And then she had a serious accident. But once she realized that the accident doesn't define who she is, she was taught how to do something that she never thought that she'd be allowed to do, which she's always wanted to do. She was going to college for this particular art form. So once she realized that she can do it, she became very, very successful in her own right to do what she loved. So it wasn't really a job. It was her passion. So she ended up having a very interesting life as well.
I love that. And you didn't tip your hand, so that was good. You're learning. You did not tip your hand on that. So if you want to know more about Emma and what she did, and what she did is really an interesting job, no question about it. And you're certainly not done yet. Who knows how many books you have in the end, but you've got one I want to tee it up called With Love, which is completely different. Give us a little synopsis, a little sneak peek of that.
It happens more often than you think it does. People are taken from their homes. They're hurt. They are taken from their loved ones. They have to find solace in themselves because they're trapped. You can't get out until the moment arises where you are successful in getting away from this particular situation. And, then they start looking for answers. They do. They start looking for answers. And they evolve. Their relationships evolve. Their relationships with their children evolve. Everything revolves around what you choose to do about a certain situation.
And so this is more a horror
scary.
Story. Yeah, scary.
It is scary. It will mess with your mom.
For you in creating these characters, do they kind of write themselves as you get deeper into doing the books?
Yes. Yes, they do. It's funny because when I was writing Jane, I kind of saw it in my head as a movie. And I just wrote what I saw in my head. I know that sounds a little odd, but it just flowed so seamlessly that I just couldn't stop, and it just came out of me out of nowhere. And once I realized what I was writing, kind of like auto-writing in a way, but then, you know, you give it a little tweak here and a little tweak there, and it turns out to be something more than you thought it was going to be in the first place. So I was amazed at just how easy some of these stories that I have written came out.
Yeah. When you saw the first one, when you saw Emma, what was that moment like when you actually physically could hold a book in your hand?
I cried. I cried for about 25 minutes. My kids are looking at me like my head had just fallen off or something. Cause, you know, they each had a book, and then I passed them out to my family. All my friends got signed copies, and it was just so funny to do it. And, you know, then when I held Jane in my hand, that was even more emotional for me because I put my heart and soul into all a part of me to every book that I've written. But it was just so surreal. I couldn't believe that it was actually physically in my hand, that I could touch it and read it whenever I wanted to. And, you know, they're now in the safe, locked up safely so no one can scribble on it or touch them. Grandkids can't have them. And yes, so they're safe and sound.
I love that. So for you, we come back to the same thing, that exactly what you said and what I can feel and what I get from you in our short time together, that you can do it. If you want to do something, you can do it, because you couldn't read. You weren't writing. You weren't doing any of that. And you learned how to do that. And you have books. And who knows how many books you're going to write in your lifetime? Maybe 50. I don't know.
Maybe.
It's wonderful. Your story's wonderful. I hope so, too. Your story's wonderful. Pick up all of Denise's books. Denise Cann's just great. Jane is the one we were talking about. We talked about the others, too. Emma with Love Coming Out. So thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
I have to tell you, if you go onto Amazon and you look at Denise's book, Jane, it has one of the most beautiful covers, I think, that I've ever seen. And it made me want to go, like, horseback riding, seriously. Just absolutely beautiful. Check it out on Amazon. I love the way that she starts her book, too. And, it, you know, you can see it when you go on Amazon, but it says, have you ever felt like you just didn't fit in, that no one wanted or even liked you? Well, I have. I felt this way the entire time I lived with my blood family. I always felt like an unwanted intruder. I wanted out so bad I could taste it. My life was my own personal nightmare, but I was awake. Sleeping was getting harder. Even eating became a problem. And then she, of course, talked to us about different things about Jane and writing this book and what the book, you know, what the book meant to her, etc. And I say this all the time, but what a privilege it is for me to introduce you to so many authors from around the world, because I think everybody has a story, and it's so brave and so exciting when people decide to share that story with the world. And so she's one of those people that decided that she was going to share her story, and thank goodness that she did, for sure. As we wrap up here, just a quick reminder, you can always send me your thoughts about our conversation or about anything else as well. Hit me up at kate@katedelaneyradio.com. #, make it count, everybody. Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.